I'm talking to Stanislaw da Silva, who was the Fretland Prime Minister a few years ago, and he's in Australia for a book launch. Can you tell us a little bit about that, Stanislaw?
Oh, I was invited by the author, Naldo Rey, to take part in his book launch around Australia, particularly in Brisbane and then in Sydney. I know Naldo for quite some time, and I know his involvement in the resistance. And it is a pleasure and an honor for me to come and then help to launch his book, which is written by Naldo, and then it is a story of extreme resistance, particularly young people who lived with the resistance, who took part in the resistance, and then who become part of the acclamation of the restoration of our independence.
Yeah, and has there been a good response to the book launches?
Oh, yes. It was in Brisbane. We did it in Brisbane, a small area, but it was packed, and people went there and bought the books. And then they listened to Naldo, and they asked questions, which was very good.
Okay. And while we have you here in Australia, Stanislaw, I thought there was a quite dramatic news last week when the Social Democrat Party signed a commitment to run with Fretland in the next elections. Now, I know the Australian media are downplaying this. They're not walking out of the AMP Shananas coalition. But to me, it seems like a pretty significant change in the political landscape of East Timor.
Yes, it shows how fragile this parliamentary alliance is. And then it shows that people start having doubts about the capacity of this alliance to do the job, to govern the country. And the frictions and then the problems they have the internal problems they have in sorting out exactly what to do. In fact, the parliamentary alliance, they've been in the government for almost a year, and so far they haven't done that much in terms of rehabilitation of the infrastructure, in terms of governance, or what have been done and been implementing is part of the continuation of all the infrastructure contract that we have signed while I was a prime minister.
And what actually prompted this?
Yeah, they promised too much. They promised that as soon as they are in the government, they will deliver things much better than Fretland. But now they found out that things are very difficult. And then they have been unable to deliver what they have promised. They said they will create jobs, they will do rehabilitation of infrastructure, and then they say that they will bring down the price of goods and so on. But so far, things have been worse than before.
Yeah. Is this the kind of coalition that Fretland was seeking last year when the President José Ramos Horta appointed the AMP coalition as the government, and the Fretland claimed as the party that had the biggest vote that they should have had the right to try and at least try to form a coalition? Is this the kind of coalition that you would have formed last year if you'd been able to?
Oh, yes. Last year, we initiated a consultation. As a matter of fact, we were not given enough time to have the overall consultation. As a matter of fact, we won the election. Shananas party didn't win the election. Fretland won the election. Fretland had 29%, while Shananas party had 24%, which shows that Fretland is still the biggest political party in Timor. And then, of course, Shanana was able to very quickly gather around him some of the political party, and then pressure the president to give them the power. But we present a very concise and comprehensive package for the formation of government, but we were simply excluded. And that's what happened. That's why we said that we don't recognize the legitimacy of this government.
assuming that you do win, if you do win power next year, I think there's election coming up next year, you know, with this coalition that you seem to be successful in having formed, are there going to be any shifts in the direction or changes in the Fretland policy, or do you basically stand on the same platform?
What we have been saying is that we have learned from the 5 years of our 5 years in the government, from 2002 until 2007, we've learned a lot. So the new government will a government which will always regard as a government of grand inclusion, in which we will incorporate. We will incorporate other political parties, but based on a very consistent and political program for the governance, not like what this current parliamentary alliance did or what they are doing at the moment. So that's what we intend to include all the political persuasion based on the capacity to deliver. And then, as well as a very consistent and then clear program. Mm.
And is it likely that there will be a call for a vote of confidence in the Prime Minister? Or
there are many avenues. Of course, we are negotiating. We have been negotiating with the President José Ramos Horta. Mm. He seems to be very committed to have a consensus. But there is one thing you can see a reluctance from Xanana Guzmán. We don't know why. And then from PD leaders. But the president seems to be very, very, very open to have an agreement in which all political parties agree that an election may be the best solution to overcome the problems, the political instability and political uncertainty that we have at the moment in the country.
Mm. So what are the main points of difference with the leadership of Guzmán?
They simply don't accept Fretland. Mm. There is an interesting case that you want to notice here is that when Xanana was a president, he called several times Fretland to have a comprehensive dialogue with opposition, but now he is in the government, he refused to have a dialogue with Fretland, so it shows an incoherency of Xanana's part. But we, as we said, there are issues that we regard as issues of national interest, like security and security reform, like governance, health, unemployment, internally displaced people, and then the petitionary issues are issues of national interest that we have presented a concrete proposal to create a mechanism in which Fretland can contribute to settle and resolve these problems, so then we can go for an election in a very stable environment.
Mm. And finally, Stanislaw, it's now recognised that we have a looming food shortage, and in fact, even in the US, the price of rice has gone up, and there is a problem with the emergency store of rice in East Timor. The rice exporting countries are holding back their supplies. The countries of ALBA in Latin America are forming a food bank to buffer the people of low incomes, people of the third world, against this looming shortage. Has Fretland, you used to be the Minister for Agriculture, I think, at one stage, and has Fretland sort of looked at this problem and is it formulating a policy on how to deal with this?
Oh, yes, we have a policy. As a matter of fact, while I was a minister, we have a policy on agriculture. Mm-hmm. And then as well, we have a very clear policy on this issue, on agriculture and food security. We, in the last 5 years of the government, we create all the necessary conditions to improve food production in the country, particularly through training and then use of new technology, new seeds, new varieties, at the small farms or at the family production level. That's what we are trying to do. And then also, while I was in the government, we consistently refused to have any any deal to cultivate in East Timor crops for biofuel. For example, I was asked several times by some foreign investors for us to give land to cultivate jatropha for biofuel. I refused. I said in Timor we have only a limited arable land available for crops, so we don't accept it. And as well as I was also requested in many times to ask in many times to give land for sugarcane plantation. I said no, we need to produce food. And then what happened at the moment is that in Timor-Leste, the current Minister of Agriculture, he has signed a contract with the Indonesian company to produce, to give up to 100,000 hectares of land for sugarcane. We don't know where he is going to get it and how they're going to do it, because we have in Timor less than 400,000 hectares of land available for food production. Mm. And then the aggravated thing is that our farmers have no capability at all to increase food production unless they have a special assistance in terms of new technology and then training.
Okay, so Fretland will be aiming for sort of self-sufficiency in food.
Oh yes, we will aim for. Of course, we will always have to import some food, but yeah. We will do the best I can to. Mm. We develop a policy in order to make our people self-reliant on food production.
Mm. Well, that's very encouraging, Stanislaw, and thanks very much for talking to.
Thank you, Warwick.